Are you ready for some football? The NFL is back, but I'll tell you what, you're watching Netflix picks. We've got some Iron Fist 2, Ozark Season 2. We got some news and top three upcoming releases coming up right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, I don't know why this sounds so mysterious.
Sounds yes.
There you go. There it is.
How are you going to sing to this, Rick? Like,
everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Oh, man. He did it.
Oh, man.
He found
those
a way.
Those guys were fast as lightning.
Oh, no. He found
and
a way.
And those guys meaning Danny and Colin.
If there were lyrics to Iron Fist, that's what it would be on this show.
For sure.
Oh my goodness.
I defer.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's been a few weeks, but we are back in full power. I'm Rick Hong, and next to me I have Sierra Burgess. Ashley Chaney.
That was cold, Rick Hong.
I know.
It's good to be back.
I know. No, it's a little, letting the audience know what else we're going to be talking about soon.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
And Steve Kaufman.
Steve Kaufman's also here. Go Eagles.
And go who?
The Eagles, also the defending world champions.
And we have Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome.
All right, well, we've been gone for a couple of weeks, and something that debuted last week when we were not here, something that Steve Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N, watched was Ozark Season 2. He actually specifically requested that we not have a show because he wanted to binge and watch the whole thing and said, I will not have enough time to cover and talk about it if we have this show. So
I feel like you're retconning the order of that text thread, but yeah. I can just jump in and talk about Ozark. This show is great. I think a lot of criticism of Season 1 was that it was very, very slow.
It's a little slow. Yeah, it was a little slow.
The criticism cannot be levied at Season 2. A lot more happened. They spent an entire season, an entire 10 episodes, setting up a sandbox that they then played in for an entire second season.
How does it hold up? Because I agree with you in the sense, at least right off the bat, I watched the first episode.
Of course.
And I will be watching it. But yeah, they picked it up right off where and it kept moving really quickly. Mm-hmm. So how does Season 2 hold up to Season 1?
Season 2 is equal to Season 1. My only issue is, to those of you who've seen Season 1, Season 1, Episode 1, something happens that's very gratuitous that allows for the remaining 9 episodes to have such an immediacy that pretty much gets resolved by the end of Season 1, as you would imagine, that Season 2 doesn't really have the immediacy that Season 1 could possibly have. And I think they... But I think, I don't know, the more I think on it, the more I think they layered it correctly, that not a lot actually happened in Season 1 compared to Season 2 because of that immediacy. That now that it's Season 2 and they actually have to deal with what they did in Season 1, a lot more goes down. I'm trying to be spoiler-free, so...
I was going to say,
there's also a lot of characters in this show, so you have to kind of establish everybody, which takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, yeah, there's a couple different... families or groups, and that's another reason you have to kind of explain their relationships with each other. So that's why it takes a little time. The great thing about going into Season 2 is right off the bat, they give you a recap, and the recap is brilliant because it means that you don't have to go back on any episode of Season 1 because you can just go right into Season 2 after watching the recap.
Question.
Yes.
Let's say hypothetically we haven't seen Season 1. I tried to watch it, and first episode was way too slow for me. I couldn't get into it.
You need to watch Season 1. Otherwise,
even with that awesome recap?
No, you need to watch Season 1.
Also, I'm guessing you didn't get to the part in Season 1 I'm talking about.
There are a lot of good things.
No, you need to watch. You know, it's impossible. It's impossible. But if you're on the teeter of it, I would say go watch the recap. And then if you're kind of like, I do have some interest, then go back. But you have to be patient with it.
That's a totally good tip.
I'm guessing you haven't seen the savagery that is probably the middle of Season 1 that's the catalyst for him actually leaving Chicago. That's the part that actually drives the whole story forward. So if you didn't get there, if he was just like meandering around Chicago for 20 minutes, which does happen.
Literally, I made it 20 minutes into episode one and was like, goodbye. You know my 20-minute rule.
So. I would recommend give it a whole episode. Some narrative savagery happens in the middle of Season 1, Episode 1 that hooks you for 10 whole episodes.
Okay. I like Rick's idea of watching the catch-up in Season 2, and if it sounds interesting, going back.
Sure.
Can we compromise, friends?
Okay.
Can we all just compromise?
Yeah. I guess. But another Netflix original television series, that has a season two. I was very skeptical, but I was also told that it was going to be good. Amy Cassandra Martinez, our Marvel expert at AfterBuzz TV, are one of them.
Thank you. Has
watched less episodes than I have.
Oh, calm down.
We've watched enough. Right. So, Amy, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I watched four because that's what we agreed on the Marvel TV Weekly panel that I'm on.
And when's that on?
Watch Sunday nights. Today's Sunday. So tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So we don't really need your opinion about this show, just
no,
mine
we do.
Today.
We because... actually need it here, and we need it there, too, since you're already watching now.
Yeah, so what do you think? Because, like, season one was a big letdown.
Yes, it was. But here's the thing. I think even just seeing Danny in Luke Cage season two was already like,
woo-hoo-hoo. Set the tone of them kind of understanding his voice a little bit better.
Exactly, and it being much better. So in the four episodes that I have seen, it's just, guys, give it a shot. Do not be burned by the first season. And really do go into it. I mean,
and that's the great thing, just like with Ozark, if you really wanted like not or you had trouble getting through season one, mm-hmm. they have a recap.
Yeah.
If you watch the recap and you just go directly into two, you're okay.
Well, and you know what? I'd like to send a little shout out to myself. I also work for Geek Bomb. No, it's very necessary, I think. I work for Geek Bomb, and I did a 60-second recap of Iron Fist season one, so you're welcome to check that out. Thanks.
Question.
All you do.
Iron Fist is about Iron Man?
No.
Okay.
It's no. So the New York that Iron Man resides also has Spider-Man who has a movie and more movies.
Yes, I've heard of that one.
She knows Spider-Man.
But they
come
also
on.
Have the Defenders who are Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Daredevil whose name's escaping me.
Matt Murdock.
And the fourth one is the Iron Fist, Danny Rand.
The fourth.
The fourth Defender.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they all exist in the same Marvel universe.
Okay.
Just ignore that line about Obama in Luke Cage season two.
I'm pretty...
Because that doesn't work.
You didn't see Luke Cage.
I can't say that I did.
No, but that's okay, because Ashley Cheney will also not be watching Iron Fist, which I know, which is totally fine.
But I'm sure it's not my genre.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
It's good, though. It's really good.
But in case anybody else out there, it's not your genre either. Now you know that it's not about Iron Man.
Yes.
Oh, that's just kind of like blasphemy.
No, hey, it's okay. It is okay, Ashley. It is okay.
And guys, just to let you know that we do, yes, Marvel TV Weekly will be covering it in a few hours. And we also have a Iron Fist season 2 after show. So look for that in terms of sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes. That's where you can find that if you want to get a little bit more in depth and talk about the episodes and overall season. Because we're just talking about, I watched like 5 episodes, almost a half a season, and you got to keep watching too. Because what's really cool is there's a friend that shows up that's kind of fun to watch, and so that's another reason why I would say keep stretching it.
Is it Iron Man?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's Tony Stark. There's two Iron guys, and they're like, wait a minute, how can you be Iron and I can be Iron?
I do have to say, though, this season is 10 episodes, which usually Marvel TV shows on Netflix are 13. So, thank you.
And I was saying that. I was kind of saying that some of these Marvel shows should be shorter. And yes. I was saying that with Iron Fist. I was like, man, doing 13 episodes would be really painful.
Yeah.
So that could be another reason maybe why it's going really well,
yes,
because like, they've got it. We've got it. And I think they covered a lot of his story in The Defenders.
Well, yeah.
They wrapped up a lot of his story for him.
Yes.
Some would argue they wrapped up season one of Iron Fist in The Defenders.
Yeah.
Given
like,
the
pretend
big
that didn't happen. So sorry, guys. Let's move on. Yeah.
All right. So another Netflix original television series we've covered. Now we're going to go into movies is... Sarah Burgess is a loser.
Yeah!
And that's Ashley Cheney and Amy Cassandra Martinez have both watched this. Clearly, I will not be watching that, but how was it?
What is your cup of tea? What are you talking about?
I'm so curious to see what Amy thinks.
No, I'm
back! Because we shared a little look before we went on air, and I really enjoyed it.
Whoa.
Did you not?
Please.
I think Amy's going to say she didn't like it. I can't
believe it. I'm going to have to go watch this now, but...
Why didn't you like it?
Oh my! Okay, wait. I need a refresher first of all.
Wait. Let's wait. Okay, hold on, guys. We're gonna get Ashley's take on the whole thing first. Then we're gonna go to Amy.
This is okay. real life.
So what's it about?
Real life.
What's it about? Besides, it's Barb, right?
I can't. It's Barb. It's totally okay. freaking Barb.
Barb. Okay.
Wait, it's totally Barb. Do you know Stranger Things?
Shut up. Of course I know Stranger. I just don't know Marvel, everybody, or comic book universe. Yes. Okay. So okay. Sierra Burgess is a Loser is a high school sort of coming of age tale featuring Barb from Stranger Things, as we call her, and Noah Centineo, who's like Netflix's darling boy right now. The cast was incredible. Tons of celebrity cameos, which I really enjoyed. Leah Thompson, your girl.
Love Leah Thompson.
And Cameron Skye, what's his name? I'm sorry, we just talked about
Alan Ruck.
Alan Ruck from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and many other things. So I really enjoyed it. I thought I was home on a Friday night, and I thought, oh, this is, I don't want to go out to the movies, so I put this on, and I fully expected to shut it off, and I stayed engaged the entire time, and it was really enjoyable.
How long was it? About an hour and a half?
Hour and a half. Yeah, maybe hour 45.
Yep. Get there.
Go ahead, Amy girl.
Okay, so now I'm confused here because Amy loves Stranger Things. You know, she
loves. Oh my God, don't you dare lump these together. She loves Barb. Oh my God.
She loves Barb.
I love
and
Barb.
She likes a lot of like Purser, different movies sometimes on this, but like, what was your take on this?
Well, first, I have a question. I need a refresher for myself, Ashley. You did see To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I sure did.
Okay, and you thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Yeah.
Okay. 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 So here's the thing. I started watching it with the complete opposite expectation of being like, oh, I'm going to love this because Noah Centineo is really killing it right now. I wanted to stop it three times before it got to 24 minutes.
Shocking.
Guys,
shocking.
No one was more bummed than I was because I was like, wait. No. Okay, Amy, calm down. It's fine. So I would stop 8 minutes, walk around a little, like, take it for what it is. This is fun. Tried it again. Oh, gosh, no, I can't watch this. Tried again.
I know why.
I can't. It is so not good.
Okay, I think you might be thinking that Noah Centineo's performance in the first, like, 20 minutes was not great.
No. It's everything.
Really?
It is everything.
Really?
And I was just like, dang it. Just, I do not care about these characters. Characters, not the actors. You guys are great. I just did not care for it at all. And
what?
I really wanted to keep watching. And I was like, you know what? Life is too short to watch bad stuff.
Oh, we've got a dissension. Whoa. Dissension on the panel.
Now I was never going to. Now
welcome.
I'm going to have to turn this thing on and power through the whole thing to give a full breakdown to say yes or no. That is crazy.
I was drinking rosé when I watched it, but I still think it was great.
Rick, should you and I do a watch along?
Yes!
Maybe.
Please do it. I'm glad you really liked it.
I didn't say I really liked it. I said, yeah, it was okay. It was good.
But it was okay. Good. Compared to All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Equal.
Oh!
Equal.
Oh, heck no.
The difference is that what I appreciated about To All the Boys I've Loved Before is there was a more diverse cast.
Yeah.
And I like seeing diversity in film. But beyond that, there was even diversity in this film. A couple of the, not the main characters, but there was definitely diversity. And our lead is not, you guys know Barb. She's not like a stick figure little twig. The other female lead is, but that's the point of the movie. I thought it was totally cool. Like, on par with To All the Boys I've Loved, which you guys gave me crap for, but I did enjoy it as well.
No, yeah.
I think overall, I will say that between Set It Up, To All the Boys I've Loved, and Sierra Burgess is a Loser, I think Netflix is stepping it up in general in terms of their originals, especially in the future.
You know what? I've been told that this coming up month, that's going to be true. And Steve, since we're talking about twos, we're talking about Ozark Season 2, Iron Fist Season 2, Netflix original television series, The Comedy Lineup Part 2.
Part 2, yes.
How was it?
It was really, really good. I saw all of these comics, let me be sure. There were 8 comics. I'm just going to point out my highlights. Eileen Bay, B-E-A, she was great. She calls herself a Yankophile because she's not from here. She's from, I believe, Ireland.
Oh, I was saying Yankophile. I think you were going to tell me like Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, but, okay. That's what I was thinking.
She was great. Oh, by the way, all of these are 15-minute stand-up specials, a different stand-up comic each time.
Nice.
It's 15 minutes. You get a good taste for them. And then whoever sticks out to you, you can probably find more stuff from them or find them out in the clubs. Like, they're up-and-coming comedians. Josh Johnson stood out to me. He was a very funny comedian, fresh from an uncomfortable elevator encounter. Josh Johnson gets real about rich people, millennial ghosts, and his uncle's unorthodox wisdom. He had a lot of really fun A lot of really fun stuff. And Kate Willett is my third standout of these eight. They're all wonderful. You just have to pick three to talk about.
Is okay. it like in one episode, contained in one like feature-length episode? Or no. is it each one is a 15-minute episode?
Each one is a 15-minute episode okay. with one comic doing 15 minutes of material.
Awesome. I like that.
Bite-sized.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's bite-sized. Everyone's real good. And I like the idea of like a young comedian special that you get to see people in the earlier stages... In the earlier stages of their lives, of their careers, yeah. Josh Johnson specifically reminds me of a bit of a young. Why am I spacing on his name? Community. He was
Joe McHale.
Donald Glover. He reminds me of a young Donald Glover. Which
I was
going to
say.
See.
I was like Ken Jeong. I was like, all right.
You can see some of Donald Glover's old stuff on Netflix cool. as well. But like,
and I love Donald Glover. So
who doesn't?
He's Donald oh Glover's gosh. Great. Yeah. But, like, yeah, go check out your favorite. Let me know in the comments if I slighted anyone by only naming three.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we do something for you. We let you know what to watch on Netflix. But we need something from you besides us tuning in. And Amy Cassandra Martinez has something to say about it.
I have the scoop. Boop, boop, boop. I feel like we're in a news segment. Hi. Hey, AfterBuzzers. What's up? Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which would be super cool. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So just make sure to hit that subscribe button right there. It's red and it says subscribe right now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments down below, right in there, and then we'll thank you on air. That actually rhymes. Okay. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Cool. All right, non-Netflix releases. You ladies have watched some movies.
Yeah.
And since Asha Chaney was like saying, is Iron Man, Iron Fist, or whatever, but she did watch something that was Marvel-esque, a very brilliant, good
right.
Marvel movie. Why don't you tell us about it?
Black Panther, y'all. I think everybody, what is there to say about Black Panther that hasn't been said?
What's the motto in Black Panther?
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, there we go.
Right over left.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right over left. Sorry. I enjoyed this movie in the theater, and it was awesome to see it at home. I thought, oh, this is cool. It's really cool to see big. It felt like it was just in the theaters, no?
February all the way until like even Infinity War while it was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it feels like it was cool to see it pop up on my Netflix queue. I wasn't expecting it, and it breaks your theory of the
it does
three or more Marvel titles on Netflix at a time. Steve has all these conspiracy theories, one of them being Steve, tell them.
Well, I have algorithm theories sometimes.
I'll get into another one later,
but essentially sometimes I feel like when they have a big property with a big name, like let's say Seth Rogen or Kristen Bell, they'll do what they can to get to really like backfill their catalog with stuff from those people.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a theory that was just broken with this, that they can only keep three MCU movies in Netflix at any one time since Disney pulled like almost everything.
MCU means Marvel Comic Universe.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That was true when they put
Ragnarok.
When they put Doctor Thor Strange. Ragnarok in there, they took something out. But and then that was true that it was.
And Doctor Strange is still in there, right?
That's what I was saying. Like, guys, whatever comes in next, watch
something's going to go away.
Doctor Strange is going to go away, and then it'll be the three.
Your theory is busted.
It's busted. There are four MCU movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Amy, anything you want to say about Black Panther?
You watch it again? Or
I mean, I saw it like two or three times in theaters. But what I do like is having the option to now watch it on Netflix, because some people don't really like to go to the movies that much, so they might have missed that train. So for it to be on Netflix and for it to break your theory is absolutely fantastic. So yay!
Yeah, there's something to be said. I had an experience at the actual movie theater, so this is a testament to the beauty of Netflix. This weekend, I was at the movie theater to see, finally, Crazy Rich Asians. And the scariest thing happened.
Oh, wait, did you say Crazy Rich Asians?
Crazy Rich Asians. And the scariest thing happened, but I was in an emergency exit drill. Like, they shut down.
Oh, no.
Everybody thought it was our worst fears, like a shooting or something. Mm. Turns out some a-hole just pulled the fire alarm. But then it made me go, oh, crap. It's sometimes scary to go to movie theaters because bad things sometimes happen.
Yeah.
So I was grateful for my Netflix opportunities.
Awesome. And then, Em, you watched Summer Catch, which is an older movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
What
classic. Do you think? Classic.
Well, and funny enough, after being burned by Sierra Burgess as a loser, I wanted a good movie to watch. So
you had to wash your mouth out with something clean.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I had actually never seen Summer Catch before.
Oh, what?
Yeah, right? So it's really nice. It's still, like, it's still good. 2001 was when it was made. And, yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr., Jessica Biel, they're so stinking cute.
It was like it was like the height of Freddie Prinze Jr. as a teenage
heartthrob. Yeah, he was in She's All That. He was in I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yeah. Jessica Biel was just getting on to the movie scene after being on Seventh Heaven.
Well, so. Like, controversially left Seventh Heaven for wanting to be in magazines not fully clothed. Like, not naked by any stretch, but, like, that was...
Like, swimsuits?
That
was a huge problem on Seventh Heaven that, like, she wound up leaving the show prematurely because the actress wanted to do more mature things.
I mean, she was wearing a swimsuit in this movie.
Oh, yes. So. Yes, she was.
It was summer.
That's why Steve Kaufman watches The Sinner.
It was cute. It was really
cute. Ashley Chaney, so besides subscribing to AfterBuzz TV, what else can our...
Yes, if you guys are, let's say, just hearing our voices right now because you're listening to us on iTunes. Hello, hello, hello. We won't do ASMR for you this week. but, you know, besides bringing you fresh content on YouTube every week, we also do the same on iTunes. So please subscribe to us over on iTunes, the Netflix Pick Show over there. And hit up a couple of other AfterBuzz shows, but be sure that you give us 5 stars while you're over there, and we will give you a shout-out on air, like a couple of the viewers that we're going to shout-out that we have in our YouTube chat here. We've got Drew Baldwin tuning in. Hey, Drew Baldwin. I think he's over there in Macedonia. We've got Dr. Mayberry. I think you're a first-time guest to the show. Hey, Dr. Mayberry.
Yeah.
We have a doctor.
Good to see you. Good to meet you. What are you a doctor of, and can you...
Help us.
Do you have a prescription pad?
Ooh.
And then hello to Lady Gothy 12. Hey, good to have you here.
That's awesome.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yeah.
All tuning in. And finally, Hidden Gems and Revisited for Netflix. Ashley, you love food, The Great British Bake Off.
Great British Bake Off. Now, you guys, this is controversial. I don't know if you guys have watched The Great British Bake Off.
I've seen a little bit.
Okay, so the deal with this show, the reason why I love it so much, is it's a food competition show, baking, and I know there's a plethora of those types of shows on all channels, Netflix and others. But this one's my favorite because it's really, really positive, and all the chefs are really nice to each other, which is such a stretch from Hell's Kitchen, which I also cover over on the Reality Competition TV channel, and MasterChef. So everyone's really nice to each other. The judges are lovely. But this year, there was a big shakeup in the Great British Bake Off this season, excuse me. And that's that they kicked off one of the beloved judges, Mary Berry.
No, is she the main one?
Not Mary Berry. And that is not, they switched up. There are two judges, or three of our three out of the four original cast, and people are pissed. So it's like this sweet little baking show that everyone loves and is so joyous and happy is like, it's like drama in the competition.
Did this run on the BBC in the fall and it's just now getting?
It did, okay. Yeah. Okay. It comes to us a bit later. So this is their season 5, just now releasing here on Netflix. And it's still a joyous show, but it's not the same for me. I'm with everybody that I miss Mary Berry. Paul Hollywood is the only remaining, the guy on the end, he's the only remaining character, and it's like it's sad without our original four. It's not the same.
She's iconic in the show.
She's like the heartbeat of the show. It doesn't feel the same.
And in protest, that's exactly why Ashley Chaney did not once again bring us any baked foods, because I'm convinced as much as of a foodie she thinks that she is, I think her food has to be awful.
I like
I've
to
never
eat the food.
Sampled it. We're almost at a year, and I've never ever sampled it here at AfterBuzz.
Maybe we'll have one here.
Rick, I think we need to produce a food competition show, a baking competition show among AfterBuzz hosts.
I might not even win, but damn if I won't eat like the best of them.
It'll be Rick and I. Rick and I will just be sitting on the couch while other people cook us food.
I'll just bring it from somewhere else.
About that.
So something that Ashley Chaney covered a few weeks ago when I was not here was Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
And I've finished the complete series. I finished season six.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say that season six, much better than season five. Same thing. Season five had a recap, so you could just jump into season six.
Yep.
They kind of rebooted it, refreshed it a little bit. But I will say that the show, I think, is on its like last legs. Maybe, maybe at best, they could figure it out another season. At most, two more seasons, unless they do some really crazy, fresh rehaul for it.
Do you think it has somewhere to go?
I think that's what I'm saying. It's just like, prison. I think like ideally, if they really want to go out on top, I think they could do one more year and really figure it out. They could do
one more year.
But if they wanted to stretch it out just a little bit longer, maybe two, but I wouldn't want to see it go longer than that.
Right. Mm. Not because I want to see them end, but because like I really liked the show the first couple seasons, and I think it would be good to go out, like you said, on a high note rather than like the slow death, because it's been weak for I think even season six.
And this is kind of and this is one of the shows. This is one of like Netflix's first sort original like series besides House of Cards.
And then Lilyhammer
is
it was a Norwegian show that wouldn't happen without Netflix.
I know. But like House of Cards is like it's on its final run, and same with this one. And we had not seen yet in terms of like Netflix shows that like original series that have dropped. We haven't seen one of them like get to the point where like okay, we're finally like pulling. You know, the series, we're wrapping up a series.
Which is unfortunate because the premise of House of Cards could only go about as far as it's going.
Right.
Because eventually he's going to take over the political system and then deal with that fallout.
It had, at most, before all the controversy, it had two seasons left anyways.
Yeah.
So I think this is like, and I think this next coming season's shortened regardless.
Of course.
And I think I feel the same way. I still feel like they're going out on a high note, mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to see with Orange is the New Black.
Agreed. My issue with Orange is the New Black is conceptually, that's the kind of show that could never end.
And that's why I'm saying, right, because there's so many characters are introduced.
Understood that, okay, everyone who's a main character in season six will not be by season eight. So starting in season six, we need to introduce people who by season seven will be taking over most of the A storylines. So that by season eight, all of those people have gotten out of prison.
No.
And it's the same show with new characters and new stories. If you really want the story to be driven by the characters, you bring in new characters. I don't know. I think it would be... Like, I think conceptually this lends itself to running forever in a way that a lot of other shows can't do. And then, of course, they just stuck with Piper the whole way. I gave up season three, episode one. I gave up on this show.
Watch to the end of season six. And so Netflix news.
Yeah.
All right. So this past weekend, which is actually going on right now, are the Creative Arts Emmys, which were yesterday and tonight. And Glow won stunts. Mm-hmm. Glow won stunts. It's the first time ever for a woman. Shauna Duggins, congratulations.
Yeah.
And they also won production design.
Mm. Nice.
And so here's a kicker for Amy. Oh, well, never mind, because this is a DC. But Henry Cavill, Mr. Yeah. Superman,
yeah. Yeah.
is actually going to be doing a series on Netflix based on a fantasy book series called The Witcher.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Yep. We'll go with okay.
That's a good reaction.
We'll see where it goes. I mostly trust Netflix, so let's see.
Yeah, and then next week there will be the Emmys. We won't be covering it yet because the Emmys are going to be happening on Monday, but we'll keep a tally on seeing how well Netflix actually sweeps of the Emmys.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Yeah, all right. And then finally, our top three upcoming releases for next week. One of Steve Kaufman's favorites, number one, BoJack Horseman, Woo! Season 5.
So excited.
Animated series with Will Arnett and Allison Brie and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
It's a very good show that initially it was loosely based on the idea of Bob Saget in today's world, but in a world where Hollywood also has anthropomorphic. If you don't know BoJack Horseman, just watch BoJack Horseman.
It's twisted.
Horseman is amazing. Darkly.
And this one's a given. I mean, this one's just kind of like, the title says it alone. Norm MacDonald has a show.
Has a show. I'm excited for that.
So, yeah. So, we'll see how that one rolls.
I'm unfamiliar
with
what that means, but go on.
Yeah. No, but we'll see how that one rolls out. But it's Norm MacDonald, you know, like from Saturday Night Live. I mean, ton of Adam Sandler movies.
Interview series, right? He's going to be interviewing celebrities?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out. So, you guys got to tune in and we'll tell you about it. And then finally, since we're going on things of twos, news, American Vandal
season two
is on Netflix right now, about a dude that, you know, graffitied penises all over the place. So
yes,
it'll be interesting to see
American
Vandal season two goes as well.
We're 12.
Yeah. And I mean, and finally, Amy Cassandra Martinez, where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me. Oh, wait, I'm wearing my shirt. On Instagram. Hello. That's what my shirt says.
What does your shirt say? Find me on Instagram?
Find me on Instagram and Twitter, and really all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
You guys can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I run 4 different YouTube channels for some pro wrestlers you may have heard of. If you'd like to find out which ones, you got to go ahead and follow me.
Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks so much for tuning into the chat tonight and for chiming in. If you want to keep the conversation going with me, find me online at Ashley on Camera across all social media. I love to talk about what you're watching on Netflix and what you're eating.
And I'm Rick Hong. You guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong. We will be here next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.